Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I don't think that I could live no other way. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is three reasons the church must address racism. Three reasons the church must address racism. And we are coming from the book of Amos, A-M-O-S, in the Old Testament, chapter 5, verses 11 through 12 and 18 through 24. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. If you missed Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day, because we can eat breakfast all day now, on my website, feeldefire.com, FeeldeFire.com, on Facebook at Rossi Williams, Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I, or you can now have the link text straight to your phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. so you can hear this as many times as you desire and share the podcast by sending the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's the entire number, 33222, which subscribes you to the podcast. You will receive an automatic enrollment confirmation text. So learn more about me and see all of this information. Contact me, send your testimonies, all of that good stuff on my website at feeldefire.com, FeeldeFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Amos, chapter 5, verses 11 through 12, reading from the KJV. For as much, therefore, as your turning is upon the poor, your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat. Ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Going down to verses 18 through 24. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it? Now listen to what the Lord says. I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beast. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials. Now listen to this last verse. I know you've heard it before. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me out loud wherever you are. Three reasons the church must address racism. As our nation commemorates the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's death, and as we collectively struggle with racism, where is the church? This isn't about black or white or blaming any political party. Morning Motivation is not a political podcast. It's a soul-driven calling. We must address the presence within this fight, or the lack thereof of presence and fight of the church. Hallelujah. As we were reading the book of Amos, chapter 5, we begin to see how the Lord rebuked the children of Israel. In other words, those people who were deemed to be his representative agent in the earth at that time for abandoning their duty to fight when righteous judgment was required. This is comparable to us as the church on today. You see, there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but he must take it because conscience tells him it is right. Dr. Martin Luther King. So there are three reasons that the church must address racism. I don't have but 15 minutes. Let's get to reason number one. Because reversion to the prior status quo of fatally harmful segregation, which we as a nation thought we'd resolved with the Civil Rights Act, is now looming before us and affecting souls to the point of cataclysmic racial division. You see, it just like Israel and Amos, the church has to be rebuked for abandoning our duty of righteous judgment, thereby leaving the vulnerable in grossly unlevel playing fields in the fight for racial equality. You see, the church has a God-ordained duty to set the moral standard wherein we live, we meaning all of us. And we saw this exemplified with clergy, churches, and people from all races and faiths coming together to fight in the civil rights movement, even to the point of death. But where is the church now? Too afraid of losing some tithe and offering. Too afraid of offending somebody. Well, if I say this, it might offend the police officer members of my congregation. If I say that, it might offend the African-American parishioners. If I say this, it may offend the NFL players who are kneeling in Black Lives Matter. If I say that, it may offend the veteran. But the hypocrisy of this is that you don't care about offending anyone else when you preach your other sermons. So preach the word. Give righteous instruction. People are dying and crying out for someone to come forward and to be able to speak from a spiritual perspective, not affiliated with your party politically, not worrying about if you're black or white, not worrying about if you offend others, but give us righteous instruction to bring forth unification. You see, if the police officer beats or kills that black man or woman, and everybody can plainly see on the video that the person had no weapon, or sometimes was even running from the officer with his back to the officer, feet or yards away, when a bullet struck him and killed him, call a spade, and deal with the unrighteous conduct of the officer. Quit saying, well, they resisted by running away. Even the law does not recognize resisting without violence as a capital punishment crime. I'm sorry, my attorney had this coming on here. If the African-American was wrong, deal with that. If the player is wrong, if the veteran is wrong, if the government is wrong, deal with it. Because the only way you lead people to resolution of aggressive, violent, controversial issues is to be willing to deal with the elephant in the room. Where are you, church? There are elephants in the room of your congregation. Sunday after Sunday, while you stand there looking at your multiracial congregation with officers there and civilians there, players there, veterans there, and you preach a fluffy word that won't deal with the elephant of racism. We realize that the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. If the issue or if the root cause is principalities, if it is powers, if it is the rulers of darkness, if it is spiritual wickedness and not flesh and blood, who better to lead the fight and fulfill the duty to bring in righteous judgment than the church? Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm running out of time. I apologize, I'm going to have to do reasons 2 and 3 tomorrow, so make sure you do not miss morning motivation on tomorrow. But the church is going to have to stand up. You see, some people will say now, well, black people are not vulnerable. They have the right to vote, or we have had an African-American president. But make sure you understand that the playing field still is not level, you see. If Bubba shoots Pookie, and if Bubba wounds Pookie or kills Pookie, then Pookie or Pookie's family, they still have a path of legal redress. They can go and file the charges, and a jury can or will convict Bubba. But when Officer John shoots and kills Pookie, the people come in already, the news and the nation and the jurors come in already with the mindset that everything Officer John says is true, even despite what their eyes see on the video, because his uniform brings with it the illusion of righteous enforcement of the law and the utmost credibility. The church must address the racism. And we pretend as if the police report was an unbiased, objective self-author, which wrote itself. No, it's written by the same officer who has a motive to protect him or herself. Now, this does not mean that all officers are bad. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the role of the church to bring in unification by addressing issues objectively and factually. Why are we absent? Ooh. We got to get ready to go into prayer. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'll do the altar call, and I'll give you your task for today. And we will continue this on tomorrow. The church must get involved. As we go into prayer, I want you just to begin to speak out loud. I will get involved in the fight for racial justice. I will do my part, whatever that part may be. Come on, and let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask you forgiveness of our sin. We come repenting, remorseful, turning away from our apathy, our refusal to fight holiness, for our government, our refusal to exemplify the love of Christ, to be the son of the earth. As you ordained in the book of Matthew, to be a light on a hill, holiness, 5:13, understanding that judgment begins at the house of God, first Peter 4:12. Father, we have abandoned our duty as we come repenting this morning. Father, our need to be unity, and we understand that we ought to be the standard bearer by the way that we love and treat one another. Help us, God, we should be diligent in that. I love you. Go get your blessing. And stop hiding, church.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta you never